My family and I have spent the past couple of weeks visiting our doctors. All four of us have had our annual physicals, eye, and dental exams. Each time I enter a doctor's office, I am grateful that we have access to affordable health insurance. There was a time not long ago when I was a graduate student and my husband was working full-time that we were uninsured. Like many people in this country, our monthly income barely covered the rent and groceries, let alone luxuries like health insurance. When I think about that phrase, luxuries like health insurance, I get angry. The words luxury and health insurance are not compatible. The advances made in medicine and public health over the past half a century are truly mind-boggling. Diseases that once claimed thousands are now treatable and sometimes preventable. Yet there are many in our affluent nation, not to mention the world, who cannot access these advances. The Obama administration's signature legislation, the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, is an attempt to introduce parity into an inequitable healthcare system. Our current system values ability to pay over need. According to Paul Farmer, medical doctor, anthropologist, and co-founder of Partners in Health, we don't think about equity because we've all been anesthetized. Under anesthesia, which is great when you're having a tooth pulled, it becomes easy for us to ignore that we live in a violently unequal world. There are the overt violent acts that we witness, like war and genocide, but then there's the more subtle structural violence that accompanies poverty, sexism, and racism. Congress, whose first responsibility among the enumerated powers in the Constitution is to pass spending bills that fund the government, can't agree on a spending plan for the new fiscal year. House Republicans insist that any new spending bill include provisions that either defund or alter Obamacare. House Democrats aren't going for that. And while Obamacare isn't directly tied to the funding of the government, it's already a law. It's being used as a bargaining chip. A small group of Republicans believes that the president's attempt to bring equity to an inequitable system is so bad for the country that it's worth disrupting government funding to undercut it. I don't know whether this small group really believes that health care for all is too costly or too complex to deliver, or whether they're simply experiencing a monumental failure of imagination, another phrase I've borrowed from Paul Farmer. What I do know is that we cannot continue to operate as if our world hasn't changed. Our country is more economically divided than it has been in the last 80 years. From the end of World War II through the 1970s, our economy doubled in size, and almost all Americans benefited. In fact, those on the bottom fifth of the income ladder saw their earnings more than double. Americans experienced upward mobility on a grand scale. Yet for the last 3.5 decades, the middle class has been losing ground. When adjusted for inflation, the median wage of male workers is now lower than it was in 1980. Moreover, all the mechanisms we've used over the last 30 years to lessen the effects of this descent, women pouring into the paid workforce in the 1970s and 80s, everyone working longer hours in the 1990s, and then borrowing against the rising values of our homes, are now exhausted. And guess what? Wages are still dropping. The median is now 4% below what it was at the start of the so-called recovery. Our politicians are experiencing what medical doctors refer to as insanity, the unsoundness of mind or lack of ability to understand. We all need to wake up from our anesthetic haze and begin to work together to make life better for all Americans, not just those who can afford to pay.